Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and by golly, it's getting closer and closer to that fabulous, fabulous holiday, and we are going to have fun today. What's the holiday? Well, of course, it's Christmas, and so many of us are busy out scurrying around. Well, we have a very special guest that I've had on my show in the past few years, and it's always a delight to welcome him, and that's Dr. Elmo. Dr. Elmo, welcome to the show. Hello. Don, did we lose Dr. Elmo? Oh, my goodness. I think we're having a problem with the telephone lines. Donna Sebo here. So as soon as we can, we'll have Dr. Elmo on the line here. We have got a wonderful show. Whoa.
Hello?
Hi, Dr. Elmo.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. We had just a little bit of a connection situation there. It's so delightful to have you on the air with me.
Oh, it's great to be on with you.
Now, are you in New York right now? I understand you've got quite a tour going on there.
Well, I just came back from New York. I toured with Brenda Lee there, and I'm back in San Francisco now.
Oh, my goodness. So you're back in San Francisco, back in a home turf. Are you going to be home now for the holidays?
I will be home for the holidays. I have a couple of concerts coming up here in San Francisco, and it's always great to be home for the holidays.
Well, that is absolutely marvelous. Well, I did want to let my listeners know that you are a man with a phenomenal history, especially when it comes to a best-selling CD called Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. And I can remember when I first got this, how surprised I was and how the lyrics went, your music, your performance, and also how there was a $2.7 billion misunderstanding that caused you to announce this year that this was going to be your second annual farewell tour. Well, I talked to you last year. That was the first one. Tell us about this $2.7 billion misunderstanding.
Well, yes. There was a Santa was over in Nigeria. He was doing a deal. He was going to pay for all his Christmas toys, and they had an overthrow, and then he wanted to send all his money to me to put in my bank account. And so I just had to send him $5,000, and he's going to send me a check for that large amount to hold in my account for him. And then he's going to give me half of it after I get the check.
Oh, I see. So what happened? What was the misunderstanding?
Well, I thought he was going to send the check right away, but I haven't gotten it yet.
Oh, yes, right. 2 years later, you still haven't gotten it yet, and you're $5,000 poorer. Well, this is a lot of fun, and what I want to do, without further ado, is to play Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. So we are going to listen to this. This has sold over 3 million copies. It's absolutely incredible. So we'll talk more about this fabulous story, about this lyrical song, but this is a great way to lighten up your afternoon, and we've got more good things to share. So, Don or Seth, whoever's going to be in charge of pushing that magical button, let's go for Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Now they're off here.
They're starting to. Maybe they don't want to, but
I think they're cut off now. Okay.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog. And we begged her not to go, but she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gift or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig. And the blue and silver candles, that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Donna. I told you it was fun, and we've got more good things to share with you by Dr. Elmo. Dr. Elmo, you also have had Grandma's singing toy reindeer that have come out.
Yes, the last few years they've been putting the Grandma song and toy reindeer. Some of them are riding in cars, some of them are in rocking chairs, and some of them are in low riders. But at any rate, they've been a very fun and popular toy for kids.
And then Hallmark has released cards, greeting cards, and musical buttons and musical mugs. Here you've been in New York with Brenda Lee. Now, give us a little background on the history of Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. I mean, people would just go, Grandma being run over by a reindeer, give me a break. What is it that caused this to come about?
I recorded it in 1979 just as a gag gift for some of my friends. And I gave out about 10 or 12 of them. And one of my friends took it to a radio station, and they started playing it. And one day I was driving to work, and I listened to them having a poll on the radio. And they said, if we get 50 requests, we're going to play this song. But otherwise, we won't play it. So 50 people called in, and they played the song, and that was the first time I heard myself on the radio.
Amazing, amazing. And that was 1979, and of course, you've just gone all over with this piece of music. I mean, it's just amazing, but you didn't just do that. You've written a number of other pieces, and I had to chuckle because we've got one, Grandma's Killer Fruitcake. And inasmuch as fruitcake has been rated as one of the most favorite Christmas foods, I really thought we needed to play this one today because there are some people that feel like they should be used for hockey pucks.
Well, you know, fruitcake is kind of like the grandma song. A lot of people like it and a lot of people don't like it.
Well, we're going to take a break right now. Seth is going to be putting on Grandma's Killer Fruitcake, and for those of you that really want to have a memory for the holidays, this is a good one to have, and it's a lot of fun. Let's go to Grandma's Killer Fruitcake.
Holidays were upon us and things were going fine, till the day I heard the doorbell and a chill ran up my spine. I grabbed the wife and children as the postman wheeled it in. The yearly Christmas nightmare has just come back again. It was harder than the head of Uncle Bucky, heavy as the sermon of Preacher Lucky. Once enough to give the whole state of Kentucky a great big belly ache. It was denser than a drove of barnyard turkey, tougher than a truckload of all beef jerky, drier than a drought in Albuquerque, Grandma's Killer Fruitcake. Now I've had to swallow some marginal fare at our family feast. I even downed Aunt Dolly's possum pie just to keep the family peace. I winced at Wilma's gizzard mousse, but said it tasted fine. But that lethal weapon that Grandma bakes is where I draw the line. It was harder than the head of Uncle Bucky, heavy as a sermon of Preacher Lucky. Once enough to give the whole state of Kentucky a great big belly ache. It was denser than the drove of barnyard turkeys, tougher than a truckload of all beef jerky, drier than a drought in Albuquerque, Grandma's Killer Fruitcake. It's early Christmas morning, the phone rings us away.
It's Grandma, Paul. She wants to know how'd we like the cake.
Well, Grandma, I never, we couldn't. It was unbelievable, that's for sure. What's that you say? Oh, no, Grandma. Please don't send us more. It was harder than the head of Uncle Bucky, heavy as a sermon of Preacher Lucky. One's enough to give the whole state of Kentucky a great big belly ache. It was denser than a drove of barnyard turkeys, tougher than a truckload of all beef jerky, drier than a drought in Albuquerque, Grandma's Killer Fruitcake.
Hi, this is Donna with Dr. Elmo. I told you the fruitcake song would burn itself into your memory. Dr. Elmo, what brought that into your mind? How do you go about these lyrics? I mean, this is all so much fun. It's whimsical. What brought out the fruitcake?
Well, I always wanted to write a song about fruitcake, but I had writer's block for a long time, and then my friend and co-writer Rita, you know, one day after we gave up, she was walking out the door and said, well, let's just describe fruitcake. And that was the description. In about 5 minutes, we had the song.
5 minutes where you had this writer's block, and then 5 minutes later, you had all of the lyrics to Grandma's Killer Fruitcake?
Yeah, well, we worked on it for a number of hours, and it seemed like we couldn't get anywhere. And as soon as she said, let's describe fruitcake, then, you know, the dam broke.
Amazing. Well, with what you've done, you've got the two CDs, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, and you also had another CD called Yule Jewels that
yeah.
You had a number of different items in. And one of the songs in there, and we're not going to be playing it, you talked about Uncle Johnny's Glass Eye. And then you talked about single guys. Uncle Johnny's Glass Eye, that was based on a true story, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was a wonderful Christmas story about a little boy whose uncle came to visit, and his uncle had a glass eye, and his mother said, now, whatever you do, you know, be careful not to look or stare at his eye or say anything about it while he's in the room. And so, and when Uncle Johnny came there, the little boy noticed that his, you know, one eye always looked straight ahead and the other one looked around the room. But then the next morning, the little boy wanted Uncle Johnny to come down to see all the gifts. And Uncle Johnny said, well, I'm going to rest for a little while longer, but why don't you take my eye down and show the gifts to it? So he took the glass of water down with the eye and went all around the Christmas tree, so jiggling the glass so the eye could look at all the gifts. And then when he came back up, he gave the eye back to Uncle Johnny, and he put it back in his head and started naming all the gifts that were under the Christmas tree. And you have to hear the song to find out the magic behind that.
Absolutely. You've had so many different levels of inspiration to bring some of these songs together, but frequently you're just really wanting to have fun with the music, and it is a country style. There's nothing fancy or frou-frou about it. It's really down-home style. Is there a reason why you've chosen to stick with that style?
Well, it's pretty much just what I can do. You know, if I could do another style, if I could sing like Josh Groban, I certainly would try that style as well.
Okay, that I believe. Where do you think you're going to be going with your music? Before we play, I want to play the reindeer rap, too, because that's just wonderful. But
okay.
What are you planning on doing next? I mean, here you are, you're doing these concerts, and you're going to have another year, and you have music that comes out for other holidays. Where do you plan? What's on your agenda?
Well, I have a song for the IRS called Don't Mess with the IRS, and it's going to be coming up, you know, like in April.
What prompted that, should I ask?
Well, you know, at one time I got audited 3 times in a row, and it's been a while ago since they did that. When the Grandma song first came out, I spent a lot of money to promote it, but I hadn't made any money off of it, and they were wondering, since the song was so popular, why I wasn't making any money.
So what happened after that?
Well, after that, they left me alone. But I understand why they did it, because the song was being played on radios all over the country, but I didn't have any records out and wasn't selling anything and wasn't making any money. And I'd made the video that cost $30,000. That was in 1983. And it played on MTV, but I still wasn't making any money. And it's only been, it took about 10 years before, you know, we started making money off the song.
Amazing. What a story. And that's a good insight for any wannabes in the music world that would love to have whatever they've got out there. It took 10 years before you started making money. But now, you've got this going out all over the world, haven't you?
Hello?
Dr. Elmo, can you hear me? Hello? I think we're having a little bit of a challenge there with the phone line.
What she's doing when she plays a song. Then I can't hear.
Hi, Dr. Elmo, can you hear?
Hello?
Hello, Dr. Elmo, can you hear me?
Hello, Donna, I can just barely hear you now.
Well, I don't know what's happened with the phone line, but apparently we've got a bit of...
Okay, I can hear you again now.
Oh, now you can hear me. Okay.
Yes.
So there we go. Now we've got the connection back up. All right, what I'd like to do... Because the reindeer rap, I want my listeners to know that if you're concerned about calories, this is something you need to listen to because it'll definitely take care of it. And I think one of the things with the holidays, we're always going to overindulge, but you know what? If you can dance around your kitchen while you're cooking and you're preparing things, you won't have to worry about those calories because you'll just shake them right off. So let's go into reindeer rap, and that is going to be something that I think will be a lot of fun for you to listen to. So let's go for it, Seth.
Hey, Thanksgiving is over. Mrs. Claus and I are picking at the turkey carcass. When she says, Santa, we're getting so fat, there'll be no place to park us. She goes, how are you going to squeeze that gut of yours into your Santa Claus suit? You got one big belly above your belt and a belly below to boot. I says, sweetie, you're getting those Yule log legs, so forgive me when I say, with Christmas coming, it won't be easy to keep you out of food's way. Well, you got guts, and may I say, they get bigger every day. And the elves and the reindeer, they've been talking, and here's what the reindeer say.
There ain't no way we can pull that sleigh unless you go on a diet. Oh, no, we won't go unless you go on a diet.
At first I said, this is silly. My belly ain't no big thing. But then I thought, it takes a lot to make a reindeer sing. Then a light went on, and I confessed, my weight might be a factor. As I pondered Donder's acupuncture and Blitzen's chiropractor, the sight of the reindeer's furrowed brows was more than I could take. I drooled as I dreamed of those little green things in Mrs. Claus's fruitcake.
There ain't no way we can pull that sleigh unless you go on a diet. Your gray sprinkles, I bet it won't yinkle unless you go on a diet.
While Sugar Plum's dancing my plump little head, Mrs. Claus had other plans. She'd caucused with the reindeer, and they issued these demands. You've got 3 weeks to shrink those cheeks. The dilemma made me shivery. With these buns of lard, it's gonna be hard to make that Christmas delivery. In the wink of an eye, I knew what to do, and boy, it had to be radical. My lust for Mrs. Claus's crust was going on sabbatical.
There ain't no way we can pull that sled as you go on a diet. Hey, big dude, call us rude, but you wanna go on a diet.
I was doing more aerobics than all 7 lords a-leaping, and taking medication to reduce me while I'm sleeping. Well, the pounds peeled off like Christmas wrap until I got quite scanty. The elves, they took one look and cried,
what if that was fancy?
We knew in a flash it wouldn't be Christmas without my jelly belly. So Rudolph the red-faced reindeer raced down to the North Pole deli. They stuffed me like a Christmas goose as I declared with laughter, eat, drink, and be merry, and start the diet after.
We'll find a way to pull that sled, or there's gonna be a riot. Hey, big guy, we're gonna fly, and you'll go back.
You're a fruitcake.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. I told you that would keep you moving. And on the holiday, well, by golly, you want to do as much moving as you can so that those calories that are going to perhaps be packing on the hips, they'll just be bounced right off because you're going to have such a good time dancing. My guest today is Dr. Elmo. His wonderful CD package is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. And Dr. Elmo, you were telling me that you have a fabulous new collector's edition gift box.
Yes, it comes in an embossed tin, and it has a beautiful embossing of Grandma almost getting hit by the reindeer. And I don't usually say this, but this is such a nice tin. We have one that we're using for a cookie tin now, even if, you know, since I've already heard all the music that's on it. But there's a DVD and a CD and a stocking in it.
Well, there's just so much fun with all of your publications. Also, they can go directly to your website, which is drelmo.com. That's Dr. E-L-M-O, and that's D-R-E-L-M-O.com. And you can go into just about any major store, and you can find it in the music section. And again, he's got this wonderful collection for that special person in your life. Maybe there's someone that loves music, has got just about everything, and you want to get them something that they can enjoy year after year after year. And this is a wonderful, wonderful item to have. And again, it's the new collector's edition gift box. Grandma got run over by a rainbow. Well, Dr. Elmo, I know we're almost out of time here. Is there anything that you would like to say to my audience before we close out?
I'd just like to say I had a wonderful time to be on with you, Donna, and I look forward to seeing you again after the new year.
Well, I am so thrilled that you have had such a successful year, that you've got new music coming out, and I know you're going to be sending me a copy of what's coming out before April. But the holidays just seem to be extra special with your productions. They're a lot of fun. They're lighthearted. They're gay. And it's just absolutely wonderful to be able to listen to something that's different, that can make you laugh, make you tap your toes, and make you want to dance. It's just a great way to be in the holiday spirit. And it's sort of a good way, too, to work off the stress. Dr. Elmo has been my guest today. His website is drelmo.com. And you can go in there. You can find out about all of his different items that he's got for sale. But you can go to your major stores, and you can find in the music department this wonderful collector's edition. It makes a fabulous, fabulous gift. Dr. Elmo, the best to you and your staff. Have a fabulous holiday season. So glad you're able to be home in San Francisco, and I know you've got concerts coming up, but it's always nice to be at home base during the holidays.
Thank you, Donna. It was really a pleasure to be on with you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you and your staff, and I'll be talking to you in the new year.
Merry Christmas. I look forward to it.
Thanks, Dr. Elmo. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break in just a moment, and we'll be having more fun stuff to share with you today. So don't go away. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss, book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author, Donna Sebo, will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Telephone lines are now open. Isn't he fun? Dr. Elmo is just so much fun. Anyway, telephone lines are now open, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Or Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, we have 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. 3222. Now, I also wanted to let you know that, of course, on Christmas, we're going to have a pre-recorded program, and to say I'm not going to be live because I'm going to be with my family and my friends just like the rest of you are. But I have a special program that I've pre-recorded that's been a Christmas special for the past couple of years, and people have enjoyed it, and so it's going to be played Christmas Day. So if you are able to listen to it, if not, wonderful. Just know that you can go back and you can listen to that Christmas special whenever you feel like it during your holiday. And I know whoever you are with and wherever you are, you're going to have a magnificent day. For those of you that would like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, again, give me a buzz, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 for those of you in Canada. And, of course, 530-876-3222. All I need from you is your first name or your initial. And after that, just sit back, relax, let me give you my mental impressions, and then you can ask me a question about anything that you desire. And if you're a first-time listener, well, just know that it's that simple, that easy, and you know what? It doesn't even cause any discomfort. It's a lot of fun, and I call myself an information resource. With the holidays, I just love some of the stories that come around from people. And one of the stories that came across my desk really touched my heart and mind a great deal. And it's about a young woman by the name of Samari Miller, and she's out of California. And she had Santa come into her life in a very special way. She was stranded on a Christmas Eve. She was at a bus stop, and she only had about $10 in her pocket with her and her two kids. She was traveling home for the holidays from Sacramento to Fort Smith, Arkansas. Traveling by bus is always a tough thing to do. If ever you've done it, and if you've had children, when you've had to be on a bus, you know how uncomfortable it can be. Well, she said, it was not a real exciting trip to her. She knew she was going home for the holidays, but instead of being excited about it, she was very depressed. Why? Because she was broke. She said her dad had wired her enough money to take care of the bus fares for herself and her children and for food, but she said she wasn't going to tell her dad how bad things really, really were. And she hadn't mentioned to her dad that things were so bad that she really wanted to move home for a while so she could get back on her feet, save some money, and then be able to step back out on her own. Well, being away from her family, she'd been away from them for quite a while, but she said her dad she was especially close to. And there was always that sense of comfort whenever she was around her dad. No matter how bad things would get, by golly, Dad was always there for her. And she said, it was just amazing. They were on their way home on the bus. She said there was a short layover, and they had to stop. And she said, I'm really looking forward to being home on Christmas Eve and being with my dad. Well, something happened. The bus driver had a problem. Something went wrong with the engine. They came to a dead stop. So he announced to all the passengers on the bus, this bus ain't going anywhere. Well, by the time they got into Kansas City, Samari had missed her bus connection that was going to take her and her boys to Fort Smith. She just was in tears. She called her dad. She said, we're not going to make it. This is what's happened. And she said, you know what? All I've got is $10, and it's not even enough for a meal for myself and my children. Well, there was a commotion in the bus terminal, and she was trying to see what was going around, and she found that there was this plump guy who was dressed in white overalls, wearing a Santa cap, and he was walking around the waiting room where she was. Well, she thought this was pretty cool, and she told her children, look, it's Santa Claus. Well, this stranger stopped directly in front of her and he looked her right in the eye, and he said, Merry Christmas. And he pulled out of his pocket a $100 bill and handed it to her. And she was stunned. After all, what perfect stranger is going to hand you a $100 bill? He said, this is for you. Held it out again. And as he did, he asked if the two little boys with her were her children. And she said yes. Then he reached back into his pocket and pulled out two more $100 bills, holding them out to her. And she started to cry. She managed to get out the words, Mister, you don't know how badly I need the money. There's no way I can accept it. Then she noticed on the side that there was a policeman and a fire chief. They were observing what this man was doing. She thought, that's really strange. When she refused the money, all of these thoughts are running through her head. She doesn't know what to do. The gentleman could see her confusion. And he bent down close to her and said, I came here in 1971 on a Greyhound bus with everything I owned in one suitcase. I know exactly how you feel. He put his hand back into his pockets once more and pulled out $200 more. He took all of the bills in his hand, put them into her hand, and said two words, take it. Well, that really did it for her. She broke down. She started talking. She told him how she had no money, how the bus had had engine trouble, how they had missed their connection to Fort Smith. They weren't going to make it home for Christmas Eve so she could be with her dad, with his grandchildren. And this gentleman looked at her and he said, I'm going to get you to Arkansas tonight. And he beckoned over to the policeman and the fire chief, saying, I think you need something to eat first. Can we take you and the boys out to lunch? So she very gratefully accepted. They were taken away to a restaurant where the boys were given everything they wanted to eat. And Santa, and he never told her his real name, arranged for a limousine. Can you believe that? A limousine. It was the first time that Samari had ever ridden in a limo. And she said she was thrilled because she made it home to her dad's on Christmas Eve. She said, what was so important wasn't the limo and the money. She said, what restored my faith that night was kindness, simple, powerful kindness. The kindness that enabled her to be able to get home for Christmas. Now, there's an additional story with this. This Santa that Samari never knew anything about, she didn't know who he was. Well, she has since learned who he was. This secret Santa who helped her is Larry Stewart. Now, Larry Stewart was a very wealthy Kansas City area businessman. And this past February, he died of cancer. He had anonymously given an estimated $1.3 million to the needy. He said he gave the money because he knew the pain of poverty himself. There was a time in his life when he was so desperately hungry, he ordered a huge breakfast at a diner and made like he had lost his wallet. This is what happened to Larry. The owner of the diner came up to him and bent to the floor as if to pick up something. And he looked Larry in the eye and he said, son, and he handed him a $20 bill. You must have dropped this. Now that act of kindness inspired Larry Stewart's generosity. Frequently he worked with social agencies, but quite often Larry Stewart would be out on the streets handing out cash to those in need. A cash gift, he was quoted as saying once, is something people don't have to beg for, get in line for, or apply for. Now, before Larry Stewart passed away this past February, he recruited four other individuals who are currently carrying on this tradition. Now, I want to let you know about Santa's Secret, A Story of Hope. There's a book about him, and you can go to their website, secretsantausa.com. You might want to go to that website, secretsantausa.com. It's people like Larry Stewart and so many others that make a difference. And you may say, wow, Donna, I'm not a millionaire. Larry Stewart, he had all this money. That's not the issue. Thoughtfulness, kindness, and helpfulness really go a long way. And so often with the holidays, we're so stressed. We have so much going on. We have to get this, that, or the other. We've got to clean the house. We've got to take care of our animals. We've got to take care of the kids. Grandma, Grandpa, and whoever else may be on our itinerary or our agenda. And sometimes all it takes is being gracious and nice. You might be in a parking lot, maybe somebody's struggling, trying to get something in the car. Go over and help them. Say thank you. Say please. And remember, kindness is kindness. If you want to give a dollar, give a dollar. If you're like Larry Stewart, where you have millions of dollars to work with, that's something else. But keep in mind, Larry went through an extremely dark moment. A very dark moment in his life where someone's kindness changed his perspective. And you never know when you might be able to do that yourself. So with the holiday, won't you keep yourself right where you want to be, the paradigm of emotion and love and graciousness and goodwill? And you know what? It's not just for the holiday season. What a delightful habit to acquire. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. Hey, if you want to give me a buzz, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't you go away now.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Also, Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And 530-876-3222. And all I need from you is your first name or your initial. And then after that, let me do my thing, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything you like. And I've got a delightful cranberry cornucopia tea that I think you will enjoy. It's something that's great for the winter holidays, not just for this period alone, but, you know, any time that you want something that's really going to give you a lot of flavor, vitamin C, and give you that oomph that you need when the skies are gray and dark, and maybe it's snowing where you are, or storming here in the Pacific Northwest. We're having all kinds of rains. So I will have that ready for you in just a moment. I do want to let you know, of course, with the Christmas holiday coming up, we're going to be having the best of Donna. But next week, we're going to have two very special guests, and that is going to be the Passion and the Paycheck for next week. And then we're going to have Fit and Fabulous, where there's a tap. We're also going to be talking about the secret of letting go and cooking with wines this week. Ooh, we got so many good things. You know, when the holidays come around, food is something you definitely want to pay attention to. So that's what we're going to be talking about. Good, good, good stuff. So keep in mind, tomorrow we're talking with Guy Finley, The Secret of Letting Go. What a great way to start off for a new year. And then cooking with wines of Washington and Oregon. And then the following week, we'll be figuring out an easy way to get into shape and all kinds of other good things. So let's have this time, this wonderfully delicious hot beverage, cranberry cornucopia tea. Now, this has some interesting flavoring in it, anise. And the cranberry and the anise give us an abundance of that wonderfully distinctive flavor. And it also gives you a great source of vitamin C. So here it goes. 5 cups of water, and you're going to want 12 cranberry apple tea bags. 12 cranberry apple tea bags. You're going to need a cup of brown sugar. You want to firmly pack that, 1 cup of brown sugar. And then you need 2.5 cups of cranberry juice, 2.5 cups of cranberry juice, and then 12 whole star anise. It's a wonderful, wonderful herb. You'll find it in your specialty stores. You need 12 of them, and they just look so pretty in the drink. You're going to need the zest of 1 orange, and you want them cut into strips. The zest of 1 orange cut into strips. And then 4 cups of orange juice, and it's good to have that strained. 4 cups of strained orange juice, and then 12 lemon slices for garnish. 12 lemon slices for garnish. By the way, this is Mary Lou Reed's recipe. She's in Torrance, California. And this is what you do. You bring your water to a boil in a large saucepan. You remove it from the heat. You add the tea bags and you cover. Now you steep the tea for 5 minutes. Then you remove the tea bags, add your brown sugar, cranberry juice, the whole star anise, and your orange zest. You want to bring the mixture to a boil over medium-high heat. Then reduce your heat and simmer it for just 10 minutes. You add your orange juice, and you stir it till it's blended and nice and warm. And then you remove it from the heat and strain it. And you want to save the whole star anise. When they get wet, they just absolutely puff up beautifully. Then you ladle the juice into the mugs and garnish with the whole star anise and the lemon slices. Absolutely magical. Absolutely magical. So you'll find that this is a wonderful, wonderful beverage that you can enjoy. This is Donna Siebel. Give me a buzz if you want to chat, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Now, I know we are just about out of time here. We're going to be playing one of Dr. Elmo's pieces that I know that you are going to enjoy. It's called All Across the USA. The holiday season is so very special, and Christmas is one that should fill your heart with joy and with the good fellowship of friends and family around you. It is so very special. It has always been a holiday that has brought so many wonderful, wonderful memories to my mind, and I would wish for you and for your family that whatever you're doing, if you're out busy shopping, you're involved with all kinds of things, take your time, savor the beauty around you, enjoy the music, enjoy the fellowship with other people, and don't be in such a rush that you can't take a moment to just savor everything that you have in the way of blessings in your life. And don't forget that kindness to other people. This is Donna Sebo. Have a fabulous, fabulous holiday, and just know that we are wishing the best for you during that holiday season. And we're going to be here with you tomorrow and with some other wonderful guests. But we're going to close out with Dr. Elmo's Christmas all across the USA. God bless. Be well. Talk with you soon. Bye for now.
This morning I got up and read the paper and started feeling gloomy as could be. I wondered where to find Christmas spirit, and here's the answer that came through to me. It's in the big Montana sky. In the Rocky Mountains high, it's in the wide Nebraska plain, and down the rugged coast of Maine, the Mississippi running free, the Blue Ridge Hills of Tennessee. You know it's Christmas all across the USA. It's in the Carolina pines, Pennsylvania mines, Alaska's glaciers white with snow, the frosted fields of Idaho. It's in the people everywhere with loving hearts and dreams to share. Yes, it is Christmas all across the USA. Now, people, I know this world is changing, and things are moving fast, and some folks are complaining that the real Christmas is past, but I've been all around this country, and one thing that I know is there's Christmas spirit everywhere you go.
Wesley Snipes. And when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell and the Health and Sciences Show on BBSRadio.com. Tune in or be tuned out.